Injury updates. You guys ready? All right, we'll start with Grayson. Successful surgery. Everything went good. He will rehab in Sarasota. Likely be ready for spring training. Should be good to go for there. We got Zach Eflin will have a lower back procedure here, I think next week is where that's coming up, or soon. He is done for the year, and he will stay at home in rehab. And then Felix has an appointment later this week. It is a significant shoulder injury. He is done for the year. And then we will have another update on him probably another week or so.
For Felix, I'm assuming the other update will be regarding timeline.
I think so, yeah. Well, he's got the appointment later this week, so it's hard to have all the information until he goes through all the proper, you know, appointments and channels and whatnot.
What kind of procedure is that having?
So it's a significant shoulder injury. So once we have the appointment with the doctor.
Sorry, I meant Zach.
Zach. It is a lumbar microdiscectomy. I think I might have said that right. So I was practicing. I can't. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but it's a lumbar microdiscectomy. Yeah.
It's been trending this way for a bit, but, you know, just kind of weighing the totality of what you guys hope the rotation will be this year, and just these guys in and out, and obviously Zach and Grayson having a pretty rough go of it.
Yep.
In the field. But what sort of you think about on a day like this when it's kind of, there's a finality to it?
I mean, we this has felt like this for a while this year. I mean, we probably got, I think, 15 starts or so out of F, none out of Grayson. So we felt it all year. I think as you go through the trade deadline and, you know, kind of what happened here earlier in the year with the staff changes and the things that kind of went on, I don't think today's a day of finality by any means. I mean, it's just something that we've kind of had to take on throughout the year and put our best foot forward, and I feel like we have in a lot of ways.
With Felix, is the shoulder something that he had been dealing with at all? And did it just crop up after the break?
Yep, nothing. There were no indications prior to the injury.
You were asked previously about Wells and his role.
Yeah.
He came back, he said it was a little early. You hadn't even talked about that. Is it still too early?
He's going to make 2 to 3 more starts in rehab. Bradish will make 2 more. Somebody asked me that the other day. We got 2 more on Bradish, 2 to 3 more on Wells. Right now we're building both up as starters. As we get closer, we'll make some decisions on how we're going to handle all that.
We saw Bradish here today. Is he going to start at Chesapeake, or is he the next starter? Is he going down to Jacksonville?
I think it's AAA, but I'm not sure, Rich. I'm pretty sure it's AAA.
Suarez being built up as
a starter? First rehab today. Built up as a starter, no. Be more of a bulk inning guy out of the bullpen is what we're planning on right now.
So with Suarez, because he's going to be a bulk inning and not starting, can you get him back a little quicker?
I think that's part of the idea. You know, and the other part of this is, you know, depending on what we do with Wellesley, Bradish is obviously going to be in the rotation. What we do with Wellesley, now you got 2 guys in the rotation coming off Tommy John. That can be unstable, you know, if they both go 3 innings or 4 innings, you know, first couple outings, depending on they get hit around or not, what can that do to the bullpen? It can make it really tough. So we got to kind of figure out how we want to do this. We got some bulk guys we're kind of building up. You got Dietrich Ends who can throw bulk. Suarez could throw bulk. If he comes back, he could help that thing out. So we're just trying to figure out how to make this thing work. Obviously, September 1, you get another pitcher. So that helps too. But it's hard to break in 2 guys at the same time coming off surgery in the rotation.
By the time Wells comes back, it'll be obviously after September 1st, would you think about then going to 6 starters?
Well, yeah, that's all on the table right now. We had that discussion the other day. No guarantees yet that Wells is after September 1st. He could be before. So we'll kind of see where everything lines up. But, yeah, we've discussed all that. And honestly, we have no idea what we're going to do yet. We almost got to get there first. You know, you start thinking too far ahead, especially off kind of a record setting number of players we've used this year, which is probably a result of injuries. It'd be kind of naive to look too far ahead.
Tony, is it possible that what is still to come for Felix could impact his participation in spring or the beginning of next year?
I don't want to speculate. Let's just get to the appointment later this week, and then next week we will tell you exactly what the doctor said and what the timelines are.